News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
I put a spell on you. And now, you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I'm love. I put a spell on you. And now you're mine.
Okay, even a spell from a witch's cauldron couldn't save Halloween this year, as our next guest can attest. Barbara Lee is a witch, an Alexandrian high priestess, and a member of the Wiccan tradition. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Wiccan tradition. It's alive and healthy in Ireland.
Oh, it's very much alive and healthy in Ireland. It's basically different from your, I suppose, how you perceive other witches, in that the Wiccans work in covens. There's a high priest and a high priestess. It's an equal opportunities tradition, covering all genders and all types of people. The difference is that it is an initiatory tradition. In other words, you are initiated into Wicca and you're initiated into the tradition. So it follows a 3-degree system. And the other difference is that in order to join the tradition, you must ask. And nobody within Wicca is going to go, "Hey, you'd be great. Come and join us." It doesn't work that way. You ask to become a member of a coven.
What people will want to know is it all about spells and cauldrons? Do you have a cauldron?
I have two cauldrons, actually.
Do you? Are they both in use regularly?
Well, one holds a really nice plant.
Okay.
Which, because it's lovely and big, my former mother-in-law gave it to me as a gift, because she had it in her garden and she didn't want it in her garden anymore. And the other one we do use, it's small, but it's actually not used to brew potions in.
Brew potions, do you?
Well, I'm a very good cook.
So give us an example, because Samhain is a very busy time of year, I imagine, for the Wiccan tradition.
I don't brew potions. I make blend oils. I make incenses. I'm not a herbalist, so I don't brew potions for healing and stuff like that. So, you know, the oils I use would be more, I suppose, in layman's terms, mood enhancing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, there are specific things that you would use at specific times of year to align with that time of year.
Now,
so you know, at this time of year, this time of year, I'd use mugwort, herbs like that, which are for scrying, for using a dark mirror. This time of year is when we remember our ancestors and we remember our dead. Mm-hmm. So those who have gone before us. So it's a festival of remembrance from that point of view.
And you'll be doing it differently this year. You won't be gathering together, but you might manage a little Zoom witches meeting.
I hate Zoom. I really hate Zoom.
So you'll be celebrating
it
alone.
There will be no Zooming.
Okay.
There will be lots.
We can only hope for next
and texts and phone calls, but there will be no Zoom, because really it's my worst nightmare.
You're keeping it traditional, Barbara Lee. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.